Hi, this is Zach McPhee. How's
hey,
it going?
Zach, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, thanks. How are you?
Not bad. Cloud nine, I'm guessing, for you.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind of the last 12 hours or so here.
Holy smokes, dude.
Definitely on cloud nine.
One of those situations where it's like, nobody pinch me. I don't want to wake up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's been great.
Well, congratulations. The 2024 SiriusXM Top of the Country winner. What does this mean for you? What happens now?
Well, I mean, this is still just obviously stepping stone, right? Like, this has been a competition that's given me the platform to reach a wider audience and be able to share my music across the country and across the globe, right? So, just soaking it all in. Again, this is kind of the first step in the right direction and what I want to continue to build off of.
Before you know it, you'll be performing on Broadway in Nashville.
That's the goal. That's
good for you, man. I want to talk a little bit about your upbringing. You grew up in the Okanagan. Whereabouts?
Yeah, so I grew up in Okanagan Valley in Vernon.
Okay.
I was a hockey player for my whole life. Had the opportunity to play in the WHL for 4 years and then went on to university in Saskatchewan, played for the University of Regina for 5 years. And then after that, I mean, music for me has always been a huge part of my life. I grew up with a speech impediment, actually. So music was a therapy tool when I attended speech therapy to help me sing my phrases together and just a technique used to not stutter. So that's how I really started to grasp onto singing. And then I come from a very musical family. My dad played guitar. He was in a band. My mom was a choir singer. My older brother picked up the guitar as well. And then I started out actually playing piano and then switched over to guitar about 2 years after I started piano and just kind of fell in love with guitar. And yeah, that's kind of my upbringing. And yeah,
very cool. When did the writing start?
Writing started in English in high school.
Oh, no kidding.
I was a huge fan of English. I went to university. I took English as my minor as well, but I always found a lot of relief in creative writing and be able to storytell. So I think that naturally progressed just into taking it from, you know, short stories that you would write in school and high school into when I really started to tap into music and songwriting, definitely more of the poetry side and starting to putting that to music. So I think it was just a natural progression. I know my grandma, she was a phenomenal writer and poet as well. So I think it kind of ran in the genes a little bit too.
Was there a teacher along the way who said, you know what, Zach, you got something going here. You should really pursue this.
Yeah, my grade 12 English literature teacher, a lady by the name of Mrs. Dalsetti, she was the one who really pushed the boundaries, I think, and wanted me to explore more into my creative writing side. So I definitely have her to thank. And then just at university, all my teachers there throughout, I took a poetry class, I took a creative writing class, and I think just the opportunity to kind of freely share your story or a feeling or with music now, I think for me, I really enjoy conversations and talking to other people and trying to grasp onto their stories as well. If there's a avenue for me to be able to turn it into some sort of song or whether it's a certain phrase or something that they've said, then I always try and just look at different ways to be creative.
I got word that we're going to be adding the new single, Who Knew? So congratulations there. Maybe you can, way to go. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, so Who Knew was written, actually a personal story about me and my fiance in our first kind of stage of our relationship and then how we kind of progressed. So a lot of the lyrics are about our first date and kind of being in the Okanagan and just kind of the thoughts and feelings that I had. And then later into the song, it goes into hooking back on those kind of first moments and just kind of like, you know, who knew that we would be here now.
Very cool. Well, congratulations on the 2024 SiriusXM Top of the Country winner. I look forward to kind of watching the career as we go along. This is very exciting for you. Congratulations, Zach.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.